What was once a stopping place on the Mother Road has found new life, thanks to a partnership between the town of Normal and a local Route 66 scholar, and the public is invited to attend a grand opening party to celebrate the historic location's fresh start. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
At the height of the Depression, Sprague's Super Service on Route 66 in Normal opened for business as a service station, a restaurant, and a garage. Decades later, the interstate happened, and the business changed hands. For a time, it was a bridal shop, before eventually sitting empty. The years and weather taking their toll on one of the few remaining vintage two-story service stations on Route 66. It took a lifelong 66 fan to turn around the building's decline, and a partnership with the town of Normal has helped secure the future of the historic building. Dan Irvin is the director of communications for the town of Normal. He says the town's purchase of the property is an investment in future Twin Cities tourism. Terry Ryburn, Route 66 fan, scholar, and the one who started this ball rolling, will be the face of Sprague's Super Service and the proprietor of Ryburn Place, a shop inside the restored building. She says she welcomed the town's investment in Sprague's as it really needed the work both she and the town put into it.
Well, they did the roof almost immediately after I bought the building. So after they purchased it, that's when they put in the new parking lot. And the parking lot had been a combination of dirt and gravel and cement and mud, and it was a mess. So they put that in, and then this spring they really kicked it in gear on the interior. And it is phenomenal. I'm so proud of the workers of the town of Normal because they gave it their all, and it really shows. And I'm going to be so happy to show it off on Saturday.
So who approached who? Did you go to the town of Normal and say, hey, do you want to buy this? Or did you guys go to Terry and say, we want to buy this?
Well, I had a good working relationship, I think, with the town of Normal, and I had talked with Mark Peterson over the years about the building and kept him up to date on what I was doing and making him aware of the importance of the building. And even though I wasn't open, obviously, I still had tourists in the parking lot constantly. So I sort of kept him abreast of that. And then I was approached by Mark Peterson, well, over a year ago. And I think it's a win-win because, first of all, I'd had sleepless nights worrying about what might happen to the building if I died. And
not to be morbid, but
no, and notice that I said if and not when. I mean, I think that's a real positive thing. So my daughters live out of state, so they're not coming back to take care of it. And besides, this is mom's thing. This is not their thing. So that gives me a succession plan, which I did not have before. And so, you know, I struggled a little bit because you have to pry your fingers away from something.
I wondered about that because you're so passionate about 66. And you really put a lot of yourself into the work that you had done thus far. So I was wondering if it was a decision that was hard for you.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it was hard, but I realized that in order to save the building, I needed to do that. And it's been a great partnership, I think.
Well, and I suspect, Terry, that I just suspect that the feeling really both of yourself and of the town was that the town sitting back and being, you know, an interested observer, who knows, I have no doubt that with the kind of person that you are, that sooner or later we'd have gotten to this place. But I think the town's belief was, why wait when we have this resource? As partners, we can make this happen sooner rather than later, and let's just do it. Partnerships abound, and public-private partnerships of all kinds ultimately create, through a synergy, something that becomes beneficial, and the town gets back way more than they put into that partnership.
What sort of anticipation do you have with regards to the impact of tourism here in the Twin Cities with this brand new partnership?
Well, I'm working very hard to get people to stay longer in Illinois, and specifically in the community. Just in the last week, I had a group of, a family from Paris, France. And
ooh la la!
Yes, and they have a month to travel the road. Well, what usually happens is people scoot through Illinois and get out west, and then they say, oh, I wish I'd spent longer in Illinois because the west is beautiful. I'm not disrespecting it, but there's an awful lot of west to travel through without stopping and talking to people. So I've been speaking with them about, you know, spend more time, make sure you go here, make sure you go there. I'm also working with the museum, the McLean County Museum of History. We have a wonderful partnership. So I direct them there if they're open at that time. I direct them to, you know, different spots down the road. Make sure you don't miss this. Make sure you don't miss that. So just this week, I've hardly gotten anything done downstairs because of the people stopping. But that's wonderful. I'm able to talk to them and, you know, encourage them to stay longer.
Dan, do you see this as benefiting the community in a general way, people coming in?
Absolutely, Laura, because imagine that you've made this commitment to travel the whole road, starting from Chicago. So you're full of the enthusiasm of this great journey that you're going to take. And I think initially, before you become jaded about it and starting to think about getting back to your life, you're at the very beginning of your vacation or your commitment to this journey. Coming down the road, you've left Chicago, maybe first thing in the morning, it's time for lunch, or maybe there's enough here that this is going to be an overnight stop. The more that we can add to the attractiveness of Bloomington Normal as a Route 66 destination, the more opportunity we have for people at least to lunch and shop here, at best, right, to spend the night here. So it is step one. The Convention and Visitors Bureau, with the support that they're giving the project, obviously recognize the tourism benefit of the spot for the community.
What about partnering with, say, the Children's Discovery Museum in Uptown Normal to do some kind of a Route 66 event? Get them while they're young, before they even get a driver's license.
Right. I had actually talked with the former director about having possibly a day trip or something to the building and do something in the backyard, and so they could learn about Route 66. There is so much potential, Laura. I'm happy to partner with anyone who wants to do that sort of activity.
And if there's one thing I've learned in 14 months with the town of Normal, it is... a family, and those partnerships and cross-programming and cross-promotion happen automatically. So right. The Normal Theater, Sprague Super Service, the Children's Discovery Museum, maybe the Parks Department, there are a lot of opportunities.
I sort of consider myself a concierge of Route 66.
I like that.
So, yeah, I think I like that too. I think I made that up. but I like to think that I'm able to direct people because I'm so familiar with both the road and the communities along the road that I'm able to say, okay, well, you're going to be here at this time. Okay, well, do that. Or, you know, have you visited our uptown? I tell them about the historic Normal Theater, and I tell them about the restaurants and the shops and all of those things. So, you know, I like to consider myself a concierge of the road.
Well, as concierge of the road, you will be hosting a party coming up on Saturday. Let's hear about that.
Yes. In conjunction with the town, we're having a grand opening on Saturday the 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. So at 6, there will be ribbon cutting, and we will unveil various things up there. It's really exciting. For instance, it is on the National Register of Historic Places, and we will unveil the plaque for that. There is also a brand new sign that's going up. No one has ever seen. It will be covered, and it will be unveiled that night. So that's something people really need to be there for, and that will be shortly after 6. And this is really exciting, and have my fingers crossed, we're getting 3 replica pumps, and they should be arriving tomorrow to be installed in time for the event.
So they'll be there all the time then from
yes.
now on?
All the time.
Ooh,
no,
cool.
No promises that we're going to have those up.
Well,
and
you know you're
going to
have
Saturday.
People pulling in there trying to get gas.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah, and I'll take care of them.
Get your windshield soon,
right.
Check your oil.
Right. We're going to have a food truck on the lot, curbside grilling, so that will be fun.
How about some music?
This is Saturday, yeah. And music on Saturday night is Wagon Load of Trouble, a local band, in fact, my favorite band in the whole world. And they'll be playing until 9 p.m. So people should come out. The shop will open after that ribbon cutting. I've been joking for the last few months. I say, come and visit me and bring money. And yeah, people laugh like you're doing, and then I say, no, I'm serious, bring money.
So if you're going to go to Ryburn Place, bring money.
Right. Yeah, I have, I should tell you what's in Ryburn Place when I open. Not only Route 66 gifts and memorabilia and t-shirts and various things that you can buy there. In fact, the t-shirts are specific to my shop. They're not available anywhere else. I also am featuring local artists. And I have some wonderful handmade items, hand-dyed silk scarves, handmade cards, hand-woven baskets. I mean, absolutely beautiful stuff, because I really want to support the arts through my effort with Ryburn Place.
That's Terry Ryburn, proprietor of Ryburn Place at Sprague's Super Service, along with Dan Irvin, director of communication for the Town of Normal. The grand opening of Sprague's Super Service is tomorrow at 6 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.
Dan Irvin's father, Morris, was inducted into the Route 66 Association of Illinois Hall of Fame. The Irvins drove along the Mother Road for many years as Pepsi distributors. You're listening to the Nelson Riddle Orchestra with a theme to this TV show, Route 66.